Podtacular, episode 189, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of May 17th, 2009.
Did you go somewhere? And why didn't you bring back two?
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Coming back from the dead, Julius.
And I'm Giphy Boy.
Just respawned. To me. After 986 seconds or days, I betrayed Death Storm too many times.
Yeah, it's almost like when you get to that infinite no respawn. Yeah. We basically had to end game and restart for Julius to get back on the show, but.
Yeah, I had to get a whole new computer and everything. I learned my lesson. Don't make fun of Dust Storm.
Yeah.
It's not nice when you get the wrath of Dust Storm. Especially if you're playing Pink
Fury.
I warned you.
I told him, but he wouldn't listen.
Wait, man, I ain't bringing it no more.
He just said it was a stupid little bunny.
Wanted to play with the big dogs hit off the porch. He wasn't joking. Don't mess with us.
Now, we're glad to have you back, though.
Oh, thank you. It's been eventful. I see that we had a Photoshop contest to see what Yuza Maki looked like. And, we got spam searched. And, Painkiller is still posted on the forum. So,
everything's hunky-dory.
Everything's fine. As long as Painkiller's here, we'll be alright.
It's all up to you, Painkiller. Don't let us down now.
You don't know. I don't know.
No one knows. Cool. So this week our guest is Giphy Boy, also known as Faux Canary. How do you do, good sir?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good.
And excited to be on the show. I like it.
You better be.
I've been playing with you a long time on Halo. How's Halo going for you?
It's pretty good, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really been playing that much lately. But more Pink Fury than anything.
Oh, okay. So why don't you tell us a little about yourself? Long walks on the beach? Do you like pizza or sushi? Your favorite movie? You like to sleep in how many pillows you have in your bed? You know, just normal stuff.
Two. I have two pillows.
I was listening to the radio this week while I was at work all week, and they do interviews with like different artists, and they ask the dumbest questions about, you know, like how many pots and pans do you have in your kitchen right now? Like, what? Who cares? Nobody cares, really. I mean. There can't be somebody in this world that cares about how many pillows Chris Martin has on his bed. Nobody. And if you are, I'm sorry that I'm making fun of you, but you are need to play fantasy football or something else.
Do something eventful.
Anyway, sorry for interrupting you. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, nothing much. Middle of nowhere. New York. So, yep.
Nowhere, and you're in New York. Yeah, we're just downtown New York. You know, somebody just got shot 4 seconds ago. There's nothing. Everything's hunky dory.
It's like completely different than what you'd think New York would be. Yeah.
Oh, you live in New York City?
No. I live like near like Niagara Falls, I guess.
Ooh.
I heard it's nice this time of year.
Nature boy.
Oh, not really. I don't know about that.
Stupid travel channel.
Oh, boy.
Never listen to him again. Listen to Podtech, though. This may give you the right information.
And the information. What?
Yes. I didn't hear anybody talking for a second. So. What's going on?
Dusty,
are you there? Stat, somebody get me.
Just staying
four
out.
Four CCs to do them.
Just staying out of the way. Your grand return.
Oh, I triumphant return.
Yes.
It's like Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, but Return of the Host.
Or like that. Gandalf. Gandalf.
The White Wizard.
On your horse.
You shall call me the White Host, for I can do special things. That was what was whom JVB was supposed to be, or however that works in Lord of the Rings. So. No, wait. No. I'm who Duststorm was supposed to be, because Gandalf kills Saruman. Duststorm.
No!
Anyway, Storm. Better watch out, because I'm going to take something more than your watch next time.
Uh-oh.
What? What is that? What does that mean? Can you elaborate? No, I'm just...
The guy that steals the watches from us.
Yeah, that would be Stalmy, please.
Stalmy. He hadn't taken my watch yet, and he will not. Just so you know.
Well, he took one of mine, but luckily it wasn't one of my prized watches, I guess.
I got a Citizen Echo Drive, and that thing was like $300, and if he takes that, I swear, my respawn time will be a lot longer than it was this time. That's all I got to say to you.
Cool.
Anyway, if you want to come hang out, though, that's fine. Just don't look at my watch.
Just leave the stuff alone, and we'll have a good time.
My mate told me an offer, couldn't refuse. All I said was, don't touch my watch. And then he touched it, and then, you know.
No, it has broke loose.
I whipped out the
Kung Fu.
But the Kung Fu, how was all that going on? Master Chief on him. Wow, I can't profit the regret. Actually, that was the Arbiter, never mind. Anyway.
Cool.
What are we doing this week? Tails and Collins? Oh, yep. Nice. Who's doing Collins this week?
Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky J.
Mr. J.
My brother from another mother. Even though, actually, there's a funny story about me and Chucky J, kind of.
Yeah, right.
I'm a Florida State fan, which, if you guys, that's a college. Some of you will be lucky enough to go there if you stop listening to this show. So that some of you cannot stop listening so much to do your homework. But some of you will be smart enough to go to college. And he went to the University of Florida, which is the big rival. So kind of love each other and hate each other.
Aw.
Sad face.
Tough love, I guess. Huh?
Just for the record,
I don't like how you said that.
I don't like those Utes either. You know what I'm talking about? No, I'm not those Utes. Oh no, you go to Tulsa. You don't go to Utah with that.
I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. University of Utah. I forgot. I thought you were there. You go to Tulsa.
No, I go to Tulsa.
Yeah, dang it. Where are you living now? Are you in Utah? Do you live in Utah?
No, I live in Tulsa.
Wait, oh, I don't know if you live there.
Well, I mean, I'm here for school and whatnot, but I used to live... My family's in Houston.
H-Town. Okay. So how about them Rockets? Are you keeping up with the Rockets?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Tonight. Game 7. Are they going to pull it out? I need a prediction so that the listeners can know if you're right or wrong. I need a prediction right now.
I'm not the one to make that judgment. My brother is. I would have to ask him.
Well, why don't you get him? I mean, we got plenty of time. Then, like, we're on a time crunch here. And you can edit. So, I'm just kidding. What about you?
Who has the home court advantage?
I believe the Rockets do.
Then I think the Rockets are going to win.
I don't really follow that.
They've been doing pretty well even without Yao from what I've seen.
Yeah, man, I had my doubts when they got rid of the TV franchise, but you know, I guess it worked out for them.
We shall see.
I'll see. They shall ride into the sun. And we shall watch.
Ride into the sunset.
Oh, yeah. You touch my. I'm just kidding.
I'm stopping that before it goes any further.
Anyways, showtime. Collins. We're doing the Collins first, like normal.
We're doing the Collins first. We're heading over to Chuck E. J. to see
God
what we got in the voicemail.
Leaving. First guy that was leaving.
Second guy.
Second,
Fuma was the first.
Yep. And then Chucky. Brother from another mother.
So, I hated him. I'm just
kidding. So, I hate him. I love him.
Chucky, yeah, take it away, brother.
Podtacular Collins.
Welcome, all you Podtacularians, to yet another segment of Podtacular Collins. I hope you're enjoying Halo 3 and Halo Wars and the many other games that have been coming out recently. I'm really looking forward to a few, and one of those is Bionic Commando, which comes out this week, or technically it came out yesterday when I'm recording this, but my Xbox is still with UPS, so I will be playing that this weekend. NCAA 10, mainly because I can't wait to play as the Gators and just totally own everybody. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 is shaping up really, really cool. It's going to be based on the Civil War that happened, where different heroes and villains joined up for or against the government when they were trying to register all the superheroes. And also, Red Faction Guerrilla. If you haven't played that demo, you need to go download it. It's awesome. It's like 10 minutes long, but you will be so amazed at what that game is going to be. Alright, so let's get into some call-ins. Mostly they're Tales from the Foxhole, and there's some pretty good ones in there, so let's get going.
What's up, Podtac? It's Fishman Q, my gamertag.
What up?
And my Podtac username.
What up?
Just got a call-in and a Tale from the Foxhole. It's not really an interesting tale. It's just kind of a funny one.
Okay.
Me and Chucky J were playing some Team Mythic, and somehow we were separated to different teams. He blue and I'm red, and I was red.
Oh, no.
And we were playing with we each had three guests on our team.
Oh, no.
For either both teams. So we were playing, and about the first 30 seconds of the game,
Everyone
just quit, except me and Chucky. So it was basically probably the funniest matchmaking game of my life, because it was me and Chucky going one-on-one with a SWAT assembly, and, you know, racking up some achievements. It's not legal, because, you know, it is fair. It isn't matchmaking. Just wanted to send in something, because, you know, I was kind of bored. And, you know, why not?
Yeah. You just... Oh.
Chew out, guys.
You just had to tell that story.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Oh. Well, I think Fisherman Q is telling this story for a reason. Perhaps he's trying to see if I will admit my shortcomings during that game. Because, like he said, we had three other people on our teams, obviously. And each was a set of a person and two guests. And when they both quit out, we were one-on-one. So, honestly, it was the perfect opportunity to go for something like a perfection or any number of other of the mythic achievements. And I didn't see that these guys had quit. So, I got the headshot on Fisherman Q, took him out, and boom, you know, our chance... I think... Somebody had already killed me, I believe. So, you know, just in that split second where I missed the fact that these guys had quit, boom, our chances of getting those hard achievements, you know, during that game are gone.
What's up, Podtac people? It's Fishman Q.
Oh, boy.
Q, or the founder of the Podtac with, juice.
Okay.
Stuff that gets us going, like Gatorade for us. Goes down the day, the phone news and matchmaking.
Yep.
I just had a tilt from the foxhole where the power of the juice connected me with another Podtac friend.
Nice.
So, I was playing, you know, I was just kind of sitting there in the lobby, like I do a lot. I get bored and lonely sometimes because Chucky J won't talk to me. Sorry, Chucky J, if you hear this, but, you know, I love you, Chucky. So I just turned on. I looked above. I just got on. So I just click the hit board slot thing. And, I you know, it takes a couple of seconds to load because my connection is not that very good. But when it finally gets all my players, I see, and I'm checking everyone's file shares, because I'm seeing, you know, pretty cool screenshots and stuff like that. And then I hear someone say, "Hey, Fishman, I know you." And I go back, and oh my god, it's Lord Above.
Lord Above!
And then we just start pwning some nudes, because, you know, we have the juice. I just want to say that, because, you know, juice is what bonds us at Podtacular. So keep us together as a community. Juice. Get some.
Get some Podtacular juice. That's right. So, yeah, the best way to do that is come by the forums and sign up. There's still a lot of cool things going on there, even though Halo's getting to be an old game now. We talk about Halo, we talk about Halo Wars, and we talk about a lot of other games, including a few on the PC side. We've been, you know, talking about Left 4 Dead and talking about Gears of War. Everybody's pumped for Modern Warfare 2, so come check us out.
Hey, this is Firebird 4. I have this really cool map that I made. It's called 28 Weeks Later, and then the game that goes with it is 28 Months Later.
Okay.
And pretty much, it's just a infection map, and just a bunch of shield doors everywhere, and explosives to kill zombies, and shotguns and BRs. I haven't had enough people to play. I think the max I've had is like maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So if
that happens a lot.
Anyone could get a big tournament going on, that'd be really cool. Just message me, Flybird, FlyBird, all space in between Flybird and then 4, just the number 4. All right, thanks. Flybird 4, sign out.
All right, Flybird, so honestly, the best way to do that is to come by our forums and hit us up and try and get a group together on there. Plan a specific date. Even if people can't, you know, certain people can't come, you gotta have a specific date planned, or people just can't, you know, can't plan their schedules to come join you. So give that a shot. Come by our forums. Let us know about the map. I mean, we've got a lot of zombie maps going on in Halo 3. So, it's going to have to be really awesome if people are going to want to play it. So, hopefully you've worked on it for a while and it's good. So, let's see what's next.
Bye.
Okay. Well, hi and goodbye to you. Well, next up, it sounds like we've got yet another Tale from the Turlet.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Chicken089 here with another Turlet Tale. And this time it was Indian food that gave me the runs. I just want to make sure that you knew about my submission. I did it with a laptop on the Turlet. I was also taking another dump, which was explosive. Okay, see you guys and keep on fragging stuff.
Okay, we will keep on fragging stuff.
What's up, Podtac? It's Fishman Q. Oh man, I'm with Mike Collins. The fossil thing, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you play by play right now. I was playing, I think it was Squabble or yeah, Squad Battle with my boy Chucky J and Funny Boy 78. I think like White Light maybe. In the front.
Yeah, I think so.
So we were, this is right at the beginning, it was like One Flag or something. Oh, actually, no, not, this is Slayer, this is Slayer. So I just hop on a little mongoose and I fly, you know, like, fly over to other base with my lightning fast speed on my Pinto mongoose, and I throw a grenade up, like two stickies, because the whole team, I don't know why, if they might have been retarded, but they all come together doing something, I don't know what. So they all started scattering when they saw my first grenade, but one guy, so I threw, you know, my second plasma, it hit a mongoose, and then I just like barrel rolled into an elite, and I'm so glad I hit the elite and not anyone else, because I hate elites most. But dinosaurs are extinct. So that's that one story. And shout outs to Chucky J, everyone on my friends list, Funnyboy78, who's a Warthog pilot, Chucky J, and yes. Chucky J, who takes from, you know, shotgun awareness. my boy Java, KBC, Homicidal Siler, Duststorm, Crypto, Lewis, Lance.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think you got cut off, but thanks for all those shout outs. Those are some people who have done a lot of, for our community. And it's just. It's really funny to hear those quotes from our friends at Praetoria Guard and at Tide the Leader from a couple episodes ago. You know, the Warthog pilot and shotgun awareness and don't touch my bunny.
Hey,
Thanks for that, dude. Appreciate it. And I'm sure Lance and Lil Kook and everybody else appreciates the shouts out as well. So yeah, just keep coming to our community. Keep contributing. Keep calling in. You know, keep contributing with your submissions and stuff. Help us out with the podcast. Give us some tips. And that's where it's at.
Yo, what's up, Podtacular? It's Elite Sniper 962 calling in for, like, the second time.
Yeah.
Or, like, the fourth time. Anyway, I have a custom map I want to tell you guys about. It's in the making. And it's on a Sky Bubble and Sandbox.
All right.
I basically am making a racetrack, and it's really turned out awesome. You spawn on one side, basically, and you go down the first ramp, and... And there's like a bunch of death balls. Like you're basically going inside like a big cave. It's like there's like a giant mouth opening, so you go inside the mouth. It's like a bunch of death balls, and you have to avoid and dodge some stuff. And there's two man cannons that I placed on the ramps that are on top of there. And by accident, every time that you go on the man cannons, you do awesome ripping midair. It's really awesome, man. Well, it's not done yet, but it should be done by the time this goes on air. So, shout out to Chucky J. Hi, what's up, dude? You're awesome. And you're doing an awesome job with the podcast. And with Colin Diggy. And that's pretty much all. You can send me a friend request. I'm playing lots of Call of Duty World at War. So if you love playing Nazi Zombies, just send me a friend request. Elite Sniper 962, everything. Lowercase 962, no spaces. That's pretty much all. I just want to say shout out to Military Police, Ham, and Hidden White Boy. You guys rock. And I love playing Nazi Zombies. So, send me a friend request. So, send me a message. When you send me a friend request, don't forget to send me a message with it. So I will know that you know me from Podtacular.
Right.
Alright, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so racetracks on Sandbox are just getting crazy. I can't wait to play yours, but I've been playing some, and gosh, they're just getting so creative with this stuff. And the place you need to go is halotracks.com. HALOTRACKS.com. They literally have the best mongoose racing tracks around. And they've got a bunch now that are up on, you know, the Sky Bubble. I played one kind of like what you're talking about, where it makes you do a flip in midair. There's some other massive jumps where you jump through the seventh column symbol. Like, that's just awesome by itself. And in fact, the reason I mentioned that, besides his thing, is that they've got a challenge going on right now with three different difficulties of maps. They're not races per se, it's a challenge map. So you have to get your mongoose to the finish and try and get a reasonable time. There's an easy, medium, and hard. I haven't done it yet because I'm still waiting on my Xbox, but I'm going to try and at least beat the easy one because it looks crazy. You know, tight spaces, there's like fusion coils dumping on you at one point. So go over there and check it out.
Hey, Podracular, Chicken here. And I just want to tell you guys about this map I made on Sandbox. It is called Obstacle Course, and I just put loads of stuff up in the Sky Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go across and stuff. And when you get to the end, there's a custom power-up. And when you get that, you can do damage. And there's a bunch of hornets and banshees and stuff. So whoever gets to the power-up first pretty much wins.
Wow.
So hopefully you guys can try it out. Maybe whenever you can. Maybe like Pink Fury or one of the social events. So this is Chicken08. Peace out.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I think obstacle courses are just going to bring a whole nother level to Halo. We already had Rocket Race, you know, then we have just regular racing on mongooses, and now we've got obstacle courses and death balls and all this crazy stuff. It's going to take it to a whole new level.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Nyrobivox, Podtacular's only furry. And, well, I just created a new dirtball map called Skyball. It's not on my file share, but it will be on as soon as I get my grades up. But seriously, it's an awesome map. You have to jump up in the air, and the bomb is in the middle, but it's up in the air, and you have two man cannons on each side of it. So, if you can create it yourself, use it with the slam ball game type. You can download off of Bungie.net, and well, that's my thing. And I still find it an extreme honor to be on Podtacular. Furry out.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's an honor to have you. So definitely, you want to come to our website and post that up in the forums. For one thing, we can try it out. We can, you know, test it out, see if there's any, you know, changes you should make. But yeah, that sounds interesting. Griff ball in the Sky Bubble, with where the ball is up in the air. I'm trying to picture it beyond that, and I really can't, so hopefully we'll get to try it out.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Narafa Fox again. You know me. I'm the only furry on Podtacular. So, I am going to tell you about one of my favorite maps that you can download off of Bungie.net. It's called Slam Ball. You need to play it with Slam Ball game type. It is awesome. It's a grip ball game variant, and, well, it is awesome. And, you know, my little stammering problem, you know why. And I'm honored to be on Podtacular. Furry out.
All right, so I don't know what's different between Slam Ball and Grip Ball. That would have been nice to know. But that one should be really easy to find up on Bungie.net. So anybody that wants to go try it out, it's Slam Ball.
What's up, Podtac? Fishman Q again. I'm going to tell you my tale from the foxhole today, again. I know I sent it a lot this month. So I was playing some analogy with my friend Saving Medic. We were playing some Catch the Flag on Narrows, which I love. And they grabbed our flag and took it down a shortcut, or, you know, like, overshield place, whatever you call it. And two of their guys jumped over main cam when I was walking to stop the flag carrier. So for some reason they didn't see me, and I gave them two back smacks, brought me up to double in two assassinations. And then I threw an 8-yard in, and I got the triple, and it was 3v3, so it was almost kind of like Exterm, because I was the only one there. So that's my, you know, tail thing. And keep up the show, Chucky and Dusty and everyone else does this.
Yep, so Fisherman Q has a lot of different stories. So the question is, why don't you? I know you've been playing Halo 3. Major Nelson says you are. So why don't you have any stories? You need to write them in. Call them in. Let us know. You know what? We'll even take Halo Wars stories. Let me share one quick one with you here. Alright, so this is a little story from a 1v1 game that I played a while back before my Xbox died. It was on release, which is that the flood level where you can literally release the flood on your enemies. And I was planning on Warthog rushing. I call it a Warthog rush, but it's not quite, because I wait until I have 7 or 8 or 9 Warthogs. Whereas a real Warthog rush is with much fewer than that. So I was trying to Warthog rush, but I did do a little scouting and saw he had tanks. And one or two of them already had Spartans in them. So, you know, and he was going for Grizzlies. He was heading that direction. So I messed around his base with the Warthogs that I had, and did take out a reactor, but then he left me alone. Not a good idea. In Halo Wars, or pretty much any RTS, you want to be continually harassing people. Even if you're not, you know, destroying them, at least you're taking out one or two things, and you're preventing them from doing what they want to do. So, I knew he was going for Grizzlies, and so I went for the counter, which is Vultures and Hornets. I had 3 Hornets out and still no attack. He finally attacked when I had 3 Vultures and 4 Hornets. Oh yeah, I had Mega Barrage too. Whoops! Needless to say, I bombed those tanks back to the Stone Age. And, as far as I could tell, he didn't try to jack my Hornets at all. So I don't know if he was back at his base trying to crank out more tanks or what. But I got a total of 5 Vultures and 5 Hornets, and then proceeded to mow down his 3 bases. I ended up with 3,300 points by the end of it. So Halo Wars is a lot of fun. Halo 3 is a lot of fun. Call of Duty 4 is a lot of fun. So come and join the Podtacular community. Come join us as we play. And you will find some really cool people who actually enjoy the games, enjoy playing with friends, and enjoy strategizing a little bit. So don't miss out. Don't miss out.
In the beginning, there was God. Spectacular. And there was also from a jive in the corner. And then something else. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Swing the web. Batman. Batman. Hit me with your best shot. Drive me away. Dun dun. Dun 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 dun. Through the fire and flames.
Well, now I don't have to put these beats in the background. I can just put that gentleman in the background. And then we'll have a music bed for the entire Collins next time. No, just kidding. Well, thanks for calling in that music, but that's not going to be our funny music for the show. I have a special song from Jonathan Colton. And it's timely because people for the past, you know, 6 months to 9 months, I guess, have been totally going crazy over zombie games and zombie modes. And so this is a little song from a zombie to his former coworker who is trying to avoid the zombies and getting his brains eaten. So I hope you enjoy it. JonathanColton.com is the website. I bought this song. You should too. A bunch of his songs are free, but you really, you know, you got to go check that guy out. A lot of good songs that are aimed at geeks, nerds of all kind. You just got to go see a lot of different subjects. Here's his credit. If that wasn't enough, which it probably wasn't for some of you, he wrote Still Alive. That's the Portal theme song. Jonathan Colton wrote it. So go check out his website. And this song is R.E. Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. Here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean
no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. And you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that
bigger picture stuff.
But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we job. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Wrap it up. No, we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head
open. Everybody sing.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're at an here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chucky, for the voicemails. We appreciate it. Thanks for everyone for calling in who did. And
yeah, appreciate all of them, you know, especially those long ones. I hope that Plasma Grenades calls him again, like he did a couple months ago. He left like 7. I didn't know what was up with that, but I hope he does it again sometime. Those were interesting.
Especially with all the telemarketers that we get.
That's funny.
Hey, I am from JBB Financial Services. And you were calling.
Oh, wow. That was good.
We would like to see if we could help you guys out with advertising on your productive show here. You guys get plenty of listeners, we see. And we could probably work out a deal for a few grand. JBBfinancial1800.com. Actually, that's not even a phone number, but whatever.
Oh, wow.
JBBfinancial1800.com.
Yes. That's the phone number. Seriously though, we were wondering what JVB was up to, so I googled JVB and it came up JVB Financial. I believe it's what it came up as, wasn't it?
And then we had like JVB
Construction and
yeah, JVB there was
Toys and More.
Physical JVB Therapy.
Yeah.
JVB Asian Cuisine, you know, they had everything. Which is coincidental, so JVB can pretty much do whatever you want. I mean, all of you guys that read Porridge, you know what I'm talking about.
Basically.
Yeah, just listen to the bloopers. You'll hear all the stuff that we found. Or just Google JVB.
Or just check his Facebook. I submitted some nice stuff.
Poor guy.
That's right, JVB is a Facebook. You're going to get like 3 million requests tomorrow.
Oh, man.
What have you done?
I haven't even told you guys yet, but I actually happen to frequent the website Facebook as well. So if you got one, add me, Gregory Lewis, and you can see what I'm doing, pictures of me and Halo stats and whatever else. I'm still single, by the way, if there's any of age, don't mistake, and I'm not. You know what I'm talking about. Just check.
Check them out.
Wow.
In the northern Atlanta area.
Oh, like the big ATL.
I have a room. I don't live with my parents, which is...
How many pillows do you have?
How many pillows do I have? You have to come here to find out. Interested ladies, come find out.
That's so inappropriate.
For the ladies? No. I got Milky Way bars and everything in here. What else I got? I got a 46-inch Sony TV. I got a PS3, a Wii, an Xbox 360.
Wow.
And plenty of Arizona tea to last you for a lifetime. So, we know how us Southern people like cool. a tea. Have we ever?
Wow. Yeah.
So we're talking about Halo now, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Halo and the few tales that we got for this week.
What about have you guys talked about the new recording videos and putting it like on a YouTube thing?
No, we haven't. We have not.
I've been gone. We're supposed to be going on with this podcast.
Actually, it's actually just come out. They've just released it. For those who are not in the know. Bungie
I has it, you don't.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, do you have it? I has it.
I don't have it, because I got my Bungie Pro with the Mythic Maps.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I haven't even bought the Mythic Maps yet, so I don't see...
Fail!
I don't see the point playing them.
Dude, Sandbox is the point.
Dude, I don't forge.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can get, like, a bunch of maps people make.
I'm tired of racing and playing dumb maps.
No, they've remade High Ground. They've remade Turf. Foundry. They remade Turf. It's Bungie awesome. Remade them.
Wait, they remade High Grounds?
Or Hang 'em High, sorry. Tombstone okay. from the other two.
Let's say.
No, not High Grounds.
High Ground.
Wrong
Why
one.
Would they even... Oh, look, we made a map you already have.
Which reminds me, I had a friend who was trying to remake Guardian.
Oh, boy. Why would
in
you
the sky
that?
Bubble.
Why would you want to
I
do
don't
that?
Know.
It's a remake not Blackout.
I want to remake of... Blackout? I'm going to attempt a remake of Chiron with a twist. And possibly... Possibly, Sanctuary would be interesting. Possibly Ascension for Tower of Power. Bring the Tower of Power back.
Oh, boy, I hated that. Painkiller, you invite me every day to play that dumb game. It's just you. You have a big machine gun, and you have a whole bunch of guys with shotguns.
It's fun!
Dumb.
Especially when you get like four teams of four playing the 250. That's just crazy. It's fun, though.
See, the only game I ever got into of, like, use map settings, I don't know what you call it, is Hide and Seek. That's the only game I ever liked in Halo, because I thought it was hilarious. You can't do it in Halo 3 very much, but in Halo 2, that crap was fun. Nothing really else. Never really got into...
No zombies?
No. We used to play on... It was pretty fun on Foundation. That's the only map it was fun on for me.
Zombies, yeah.
Yeah, but the only game I really liked was Hide and Seek. I was like, yeah, you know, I was Hide and Seek. Never really got into anything else.
Backwash is an interesting map.
If they got rid of VIP and then Joker, not at VIP. What's the other one? That's another really bad game. Man, it's so bad. I don't remember what the heck it is.
They had a race in Halo 1.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
you didn't know that they had like different points on the map. You had to race the warthog or the ghost.
I'm just scared to use my copy because it's got like it's like cracked, so I don't want it to like explode.
Well, if you still have the key, just download an ISO.
And what?
An ISO at disadvantage.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck are you talking about? Is it IFO?
No, ISO. Not IFO.
You talk about LFO, the band, man. They were great.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about, fool.
Neither do I.
What you talking about, Lewis?
Lewis, stop confusing me. I don't like it when you do that.
No.
Remember what happened last time when you didn't do what I wanted you to do?
I'm sorry. No more.
That's what I thought.
Don't mock me.
Yeah, so anyway... Back to what G. Lewis was mentioning earlier, Bungie has announced a service where you can render your Halo 3 films as actual videos.
Yes.
Now,
they put it on Bungie.net as like YouTube things.
Yeah, it's in beta right now. And
No, only, that's like they won't come out. They just announced beta. They can't. It's not going to happen until like another month or two.
I thought it's available right now for people who had the Bungie Net Pro who paid for it. I thought it was available for them now, and then it's going to be public beta in July. That's what I understood.
Well, what I figured out was that it's going to start in July for the demo, and then if it works, it'll be on maybe a couple weeks, maybe by the time ODST comes out.
Yeah, I think the public beta comes out in July, and anyone who's paid for Bungie.net Pro has it available right now.
Obviously, I'm very dumb.
I don't know what the details are. I don't know if you have to pay for each film or if each film is...
No, it would have to be free. If you had to pay, nobody would do it. Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very dumb.
So, yeah. Huh. It will definitely...
Hey, here, I'm opening it up and I'm reading a bunch. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so
it's just like bullets to just... Okay, how long is the beta? We'll run until July. Okay, what time does it start? Let me see. Okay, this is start now. Anyway, we'll tell you about this later on. We'll think about this later, okay?
We'll provide you more details when we have more details.
Basically. When they come to us.
Yes. AKA next week.
Like you ever watch like a baseball game and they always have like the stat boy right there next to them? We need one of those. We need someone to apply for that position. What do you think? I think you want to do that?
Give us a call. 206-88-HALO.
Let's do it. Dude, you want to have a stat boy? I'm down with a stat boy.
I'm down with a stat boy.
Okay. We'll work it up. We'll post on the forum. We're going to announce. We need a stat boy. Somebody who's willing. Somebody who remembers my sandwich, turkey, cheese, avocado.
You changed it.
Yeah, changed it. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll keep the turkey though. Gotta keep it simple.
Little mail, no mail.
Yeah, it's check my email for me so I don't have to send all the millions of emails of fan mail I get.
Wow. Wait, so you're talking about a secretary?
Yeah, it's an internship. You're not getting paid.
Oh man, that's harsh.
But anyway, we need a stat boy. I think that'd be a great idea. Just like have something with like quick one-liners. I think Brain Gamer should apply. Brain, if you're listening, apply. If you're not going to apply, then please.
Okay. Well, on to the submissions that we have for this week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Those things, yeah. The thing that we're here to do, basically.
Oh. Read your most wonderful stuff.
But yeah, we got a low turnout for some reason this week. I don't know what the deal is with the community. They're not stepping up.
My lazy people.
Maybe it's just finals or whatnot. I don't know.
Oh.
Hopefully things will change for the better.
Yeah.
Yes. Mark my words.
Mark my words. It will
maybe
be.
Maybe we'll have to change the format of the show up. Maybe we'll do it more about us and less about the
Oh.
You never. I mean, hey, man. Anything whatever you guys want.
Just let us know.
We're your representatives for the podcast. If you want us to stand on top of a tree and do this live on video, and you can pay for us to do it,
we'll do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, man.
I'd do it. I'm gonna go climb a tree right now, just so.
Incentive.
No, I'm gonna record here while I'm climbing a tree.
Yeah, is your headset wireless?
I got my laptop. This thing's wireless. All I do is unplug. It's got a battery. Wow. I can do this. This ain't difficult. I got wireless internet. There we go.
Oh, how far?
I guess we're going to find out.
All right.
Seriously, if you guys want us to do some, just let us know. If you guys think that, this would be cool if you did this, be serious. I'll be like, it'd be awesome if, you know, if you did it from the back of a taxi cab with some Indian guy that had, I don't know, you know, something
practical,
we can actually
though.
Do. Because yeah, we don't live in the same part of the universe.
Well, we do. Same part of the universe, just not the same part of the planet.
But if you want to pay me to fly out to Houston or wherever Dustin is, and you know, we could party out, go to a bar the night before and have some good stuff to talk about, you go ahead and do it.
Wow.
Because we're college kids.
Yes, that is true. That is very true.
But we are open to ideas and free money, so...
Or donations, for that matter. Just donations in general.
Oh, yeah, we do need some donations. And actually, you know, I haven't... You guys haven't asked me anyway, so that's different. We'll save that for the...
We'll save that for later, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Coffee.
All right.
Okay. So first one comes from Fungus Oz.
That only took 40 minutes.
And he writes, "Hey, Podtacular, this is the Mushroom from Australia writing in Two Tales from the Foxhole."
Mushroom.
I don't know. Oh, well, Fungus.
Is he like a toadster?
He's a fungi. Fungus, oh. Oz, Mushroom, Fungus. Yeah.
Our second Pokemon has appeared. You spawned a wild fungus Oz in the Podtacular land of Pokemon.
Go, Uzumaki!
Sounds like an item.
Use your water gun!
Fungus. Use water blast!
Thunder! No! It fainted.
Oh, but he's a grass type, so waters aren't strong. I don't know. I don't remember how that works.
It's weak, yeah.
Uzumaki was hurt by the fungus spores.
Poison powder!
Oh, boy.
Just use Dig! Oh, Dig. I'm doing that. Except, like, the fly. I think even the flying ones could use Dig. That was weird. Isn't that right? Couldn't even the flying ones use it?
Which ones?
The flying ones could use Dig.
No.
No.
Zapdos, use Dig.
Zapdos couldn't use Dig.
And he's like, what are you talking about, man? I can't do that. Got wings, yo.
Anyway, first one, he goes on to say, I was playing a custom game on Foundry and I was on blue team. The custom variant was Team Slayer with no shields. I saw two reds in the room and I noticed I had handy dandy frag grenades that I was saving to frag a midget filled truck with Fumo.
Fumo?
Wow.
No, I think he was fragging with Fumo, not fragging Fumo.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Fragging with Fumo?
Yeah.
He was a faggot with Fumo. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because Fumo was
just an expression.
You don't frag the crit. That's all I got to say.
Putting it to a better use, some may disagree. I lobbed it at the two reds. Boom, double kill, double kill, double kill, double kill. What?
What?
Oh, the medals popped up on the bottom of my screen about 10 times before I was greeted by a black screen telling me that my teammate had quit.
Aww.
Sad face. You forgot to say the sad face.
Sad face, yes, sad face. When the game resumed, a deep voice said double kill one more time. It was epic. It's in my file share.
I'm on that.
So it's probably just lag.
Yeah.
You see like a bunch of double kill medals just coming up like
double
kill.
Double, triple kill. Kill the jar.
Kill Tacular.
Anyway, second one.
Sorry.
Second one. Angry submission. Oh, when you're saying an angry voice then?
Oh, angry face.
No, it's fine.
I was listening to Podtacular.
Whoa. I guess this is what you call TMI.
This was the one that this is actually an old submission that's never gotten used, but remember the call-in from the guy on the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh boy.
So he says, I was listening to Podtacular on the toilet last month and I laughed so hard that my iPod fell in the toilet.
Wow. We will not reimburse you for whatever.
No, we're not. We're not responsible for anything
please,
you do while listening to Podtacular.
Please listen responsibly. Not listen too much for, or you may have a laughter level higher than 2.5, which is the police.
I had to get a new one for my birthday because, as you had guessed, it was A, completely covered in you know what, and B, completely unusable. It was only.
We should just not be funny anymore because of this. You know what? I'm going completely serious.
I can't.
Then we broke his iPod That things are expensive. I don't even have them.
Man, yeah, that would stink.
Literally.
That would be so... Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
That really
no pun intended.
You're telling me. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll keep it up. I guess now everybody has learned. Thank you for sharing the story. It's not...
Listen to
it up. Listen to the show at the same time. Hold your deuce or pause the show.
Yeah. It goes on to say, it was only in there for a few seconds, but I reeled it back out with my headphones, but it had touched a bit of water and bam, it broke. iPods must be non-swimmers or something because it doesn't take a lot to drown them. P.S. Download Firefox or Safari to correct your spelling mistakes. Firefox is better. Explorer will get a virus and make your computer explode.
Not true.
If you use it correctly, it's not bad. But
I use IE.
Yeah, but if you use it properly, and if you're not stupid with web browsing, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I use IE and Chrome.
Chrome's not bad. Let's see. It says, Firefox will get you chicks because we all know they love good spellers.
Wow. Oh, do they? I don't know. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see about that. How about we get a contest? You want a contest? You can get more chicks in a week. I'll use IE and you use Firefox. We'll see. Send me the email. We'll get this challenge.
You need a picture with the girl.
Yes. Picture. It didn't happen.
Keep on fragging Fumo Jai for telling us he would strap a CTR monitor to his folding bike and make me laugh so that my iPod made the leap of faith into the murky brown swamps of the toilet bowl.
Wow.
I guess that's when he laughed and dropped it, but okay.
That must have been the anniversary episode when he came back. The 150th?
Wow, that's a long time ago.
No, it wasn't the anniversary. It's just the...
150?
Yeah. It's just
going to be 200.
Back.
He's going to come back, so you better not listen to that one while you're doing something.
Yeah, you better not listen to that one while he's talking. That would be bad.
The last time. Next time Fumo's on, do not. This would be.
Repeat. Do
what,
not.
What is it? Not NSF, but not for work. How does that go?
Which one?
The not for work thing. NS. What, how does it go? FW. Do not listen at work. How'd that go? Not safe for work.
Oh, that's not safe for work.
So this one
NSFW.
So this will be not safe for deucing. So
NSFD.
NSDDs. NSFD.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Interesting tale.
I would, if we had to list things under the most fails under Tales Foxhole, that would be on the top.
That would be on the list. That would be on the list.
That would be stink. Well, wow. There we go again.
Probably the most costly, too.
Yeah. And all those folding bikes are pretty expensive. But anyway. The next one we got, oh boy, Ald Wells Fit. How do you say that?
As well fit.
Ads Well Fit?
Yep.
Ads Well Fit says it's Ads Well Fit again, but just called me Ads Well. So he's got his own little, you know, shortening of here.
Wow.
Just call him Ads Well. You don't need to put the fit in there. It's three letters shorter, which is a lot. Apparently. I'm just going to call you Ads. How about that?
That works, I guess. Sure.
Can I call him Ads? I'm going to call him Ads. I'm writing in with a couple of tales from the foxhole. Oh, this is the second one with two of them. Hopefully he doesn't drop anything in the toilet.
Oh, boy.
His first one he writes in is quite old. I saw it ages ago. My friend was lying mines on Sand Trap until his friend drove up to him and stood on his warthog with the warthog. Whoa. Stood on his warthog. The warthog kept rolling and hit the mines, which earned my friend a suicide and a double kill from the grave. Huh. I didn't understand how it was from the grave, as I assumed they all died at the same time. But when I looked at Xander Cruz DE, what I guess that's Gamertag. You?
Probably Gamertag.
Oh, okay. During the video, I noticed he got flung from his warthog across the map and proceeded to be splattered by the flying.
Wow. Nice. That's too bad. Another fail.
Double kill. Second was my brother's attempt to hijack an enemy ghost. Unfortunately, the enemy was clever enough
I've done that too.
To drive toward the edge of the map after he had been hijacked. My brother threw off the edge and died. I've had it happen like 3-4 times, especially on a short one. The new short one was with Foundry. With this. Never remember the name of the map till I play it. It's got no sniper and it's a huge map. There's two bases. Caboose said he made it. Can you remember?
Nope.
Has two silos on it.
What map is it on?
It's a desert map. Anyway, whatever. Sorry if the grammar is wrong, but I'm pretty sure I spelt everything right.
Except that's good. That's all
right. I think he spelled everything right. It's just his grammar was.
That's okay.
Horrible.
Read his last line in his first submission. Both the files are in my file share. First is under WTF, and the second one is under Unfair. Keep on fragging Nay Nay, who is driving trucks.
Cool.
Alrighty. So, do I got the
ads
next one?
Has some nice stuff. So I'm gonna call you ads from now on.
Yeah, you got the next one.
All right, funny boy 78 says, "Wow."
Okay. Dude, that was...
Sorry, I thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't.
I like that name though. Funny boy 78, whatever.
He says, "Hey, Podtech, it's funny boy 78. My tale from the foxhole." I was playing Rumble Pit with a few friends, me and my Pokemon ZZ.
The third Podtacular Pokemon.
Yeah, I guess.
Man, yeah, we should get 100 by no time.
Gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Podtacmon.
Boy. So anyway.
I wanna be there.
Him and his friend.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my call.
I used to have that CD when I was like six.
Are you serious? You have the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, the soundtrack. Awesome. I had the full song.
Wow.
I still might have it.
I mean, I downloaded the song for one of the bloopers, but I don't have the soundtrack.
Wow. I don't know if you want to say that. No, I'm just kidding. Alright. So anyway, him and his friend, his Pokemon, Killjoy or whatever, were in a plasma grenade duel. He threw his, and I threw mine. He stuck the grenade that I had in my hand, and I threw the two back at him, doubling my power.
Ooh,
getting cussed at, and winning the game. Peace and love. Keep fragging people who show their dudes their manhood over the Xbox Live cam.
Okay.
Scream about how they have a girlfriend. That doesn't.
Sorry. Jeez, don't play Uno with me. Gee, okay.
I don't know about that.
It's beer Uno.
So.
Bad. Bad.
Is that bad? Publicity for the show?
Nah.
Kitties, maybe. We don't do this. Storm and I, all this, it's just us. But anyway. No, just
kidding. Next one.
In a kind of related one, check out the Hot Gamer Guys. Check them out. Pogs. You will find me on there. Because I was recruited.
No.
Okay.
Everything. I'm not even joking. Like, that's all too serious. I'm not even kidding.
Moving along, Caboose O'Malley writes in, "Hey, Podtech, it's Caboose O'Malley here with my first non-BS submission." So what, all your previous ones were BS?
Lies. Yeah, were they all lies?
Appreciate reading your BS submissions. We appreciate this one's not.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, he said, "I want to tell you a story about me and Halo 3. I was forging Foundry and lined up a bunch of cannon mans." What? They're called man cannons.
I think he read it like the same way that it is on Forge, because it says like cannon man or
whatever. Oh, cannon common man or something.
Yeah.
Bungie, what have you done? Then put grates around them so that if you were to go through, you would accelerate without friction. Anyways, my friend Himastu, an Indian friend of mine, was playing Himastu, I guess. Yeah.
Is that matters at all?
was playing and was at the end of the cannon man accelerator. I spawned.
You said it twice.
That's how he wrote it. That's how I'm going to say it.
That's funny.
I spawned. What?
Future reference is called the man cannon, not the cannon man. Or as he put it, the cannon man's.
I spawned a dumpster and pushed it through. It went so fast and hit my friend and crushed him in the game, and he died. Boy. Yeah, they would do that.
Wasn't it on like a red versus a blue thing?
Yeah, they did. They did one of those.
For the intro to the maps.
Yep.
Does it say Cannon Man's on Forge?
Yeah, it says Cannon, comma, man. It does.
What's so funny about that?
Sorry.
Okay, so he said,
why did he put coils, comma, fusion?
Because in the game it actually says fusion coils.
Oh. Okay.
Except, is that how you spell fusion? I don't know.
No. It's one S.
Oh, that's okay. That's alright. Yeah.
That one's better. He says, so now I put fusion coils through. That way they endlessly shot out and killed people. Also, I have to apologize to Lance for for what I said to him last time. I was angry that kid at school called me a big-nosed Jew. My girlfriend broke up with me. A loss.
Also. I think that's what he meant to say, also.
A loss. Also. also, as he says, keep on fragging the ignorant kid that made fun of my Middle Eastern accent because I'm from Israel.
If I can just interject and don't be mad, be glad. I don't want you to shoot.
Don't get mad. Wow. Get glad.
If you do, glad plus and see a rap. Refer to this on the show, and then they're going to listen to our show, and they're going to be like, oh, Podtacular caused him to shoot up a bunch of people. I don't want that. Yes, we did.
We are innocent. We are not innocent, guilty.
We think you're cool. I think you're cool. Add me on Facebook. We'll talk. If you got it.
Yay.
Talk. I'll watch over.
Next one.
Anyway, the real 256. Hey, Podtacular guys, I have a tale from the fox. And as Podtacular guys, he means Jesus. I have a tale from the foxhole on the Mythic Mag sandbox. I spawned on the blue team. Okay, as this was my first time playing on the Mythic maps, I was surprised to see a chopper. Supposed to be period. I jumped on it and started the killing spree. Eventually, I was killed. Then I respawned, grabbed a battle rifle or a special assault rifle, got a couple of kills, and then we won the match. Shout out to the guest host of the week.
Yeah.
And keep on fragging fat kids who ride their folding bikes in the traffic because they keep shouting, Vito! Dude, I have to buy a folding bike. Okay. I have to go buy one and just see what it's like. Fumo, if you're listening, I need an email. I need an email with a link on where I can get these from. Pronto.
I have an Asian friend who has a
future intern of mine. This is what you will be doing. Looking up stuff that I need.
AKA
this storm doesn't ask very much because I don't know what.
Because I don't need it.
I don't need no stinking help.
I don't need no folding bike.
I got the
right. I ain't afraid of no bike.
Oh boy.
Next.
Alright. Alright, I got this next one.
The official Pokemon.
Yeah, Fuzumaki. Here we go.
We saved the best for last, everybody.
This is true.
No kidding. All right.
says, "Hey, Podtacular, Uzumaki, your official Podtac Pokemon."
He even spelled it with a little accent on the E.
I know, that's perfect. Alright, my first tale is...
He is on the ball, Uzumaki. All I gotta say is, thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Canary, thank you for being such a great guest.
Oh, thanks. Alrighty. Says, my first tale is actually my friend's, Trigger's Happy Psychos. We were playing multi-team before the playlist became legendary required. We got Team Slayer on Construct. The game was winding down and we were behind Orange Team 48-49. We were blue. Psycho just spawned on the bottom and goes to get the flamethrower, picks it up and begins to walk to check on the missile pod. As he turns back to go up a lift, both red team members drop down and started shooting at him. He gets in close, losing most of his shields and roasts them, both for the winning double incineration.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Roasted!
I guess they got dinner.
You got burned!
Alright.
Alright, it says, another tale I've got. I was in the same game as my previous one, and again on Construct. I managed to score a pistol. Yes. Bull true. Pistol bull true. Okay.
Wow.
My final tale is also Psychos. However, it was on standoff.
That's the
game. The game was almost over. Psycho was rushing towards the enemy next to our warthog. When an enemy sticks the warthog just as another enemy shoots a lawn chair at it, the rocket explodes, followed by the sticky grenade sent at the warthog flying over Psycho's head, missing him by inches. That's a really long sentence. Alright, but anyway, it says, when I asked him if he saw that, his response was, "See what?" So we got to go in the theater and show him. After I show him, my laser fail betrayed, but that's for another episode. We watch it. Literally missed him by an inch or two, and he never saw it. Attention fail. Okay, that was really confusing. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of grenades and stuff.
I guess so. Basically, someone, what? Or the enemy stuck one of their teammates' warthog, and a rocket. Or someone with rockets shot it too. And the rocket and the with the combined power of the grenade basically propelled it towards Psycho and awesome. It barely missed him.
Yeah, didn't Uzi had another one, like it was one of the video ones, and it was like somebody shot at him with a rocket launcher and he was on the mongoose or whatever. It was pretty cool. Alright.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was off topic. Says
flame off topic here.
Yeah, seriously.
Not today.
Not at all.
Not since G. Lewis is back.
Yeah, seriously.
Welcome.
His triumphant return.
He keeps us on top. Your iPod.
If you can.
Okay. The rest of his post, it says, flame double kill and the bull trues will be on my file share next time I get on Halo 3. But the almost splatter will not, because I don't think we saved the film. Oh, aww. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. No, I'm just kidding.
By the intern, he could have found it for you.
I'm just kidding. I believe
so. It wants to be my intern.
Shoutouts to Nero, Trigger Happy Psycho, even though he doesn't listen, and Captain Planet, who is cooler than PK. Lol, JK.
Oh.
Lol.
It's just... He still loves you, PK.
He's been here longer than I have. He's probably been in the longest.
He's one of the original members.
2005 or something?
I think G. Lewis was the third member. I think you were the third member.
I'm third. Well, okay, you gotta remember, there was an old website before this one, and I was not the third member of the old ones. However...
True. The Blogspot.
Yeah, I was the third.
That I've never seen before.
Yeah, I was like, I was the one who tested it. Well, I mean, the old new one, or whatever you want to call it.
The new old
original
new
one. The original .com, I guess I could say.
Yeah, I've only been in PodTech since, like, last year. So, but anyway.
I've been here for a while.
Yeah, I bet.
I've been here for almost 3 years.
I win.
Wow. So Uzi says, keep on fragging trucks. And that's
you have an experience, fam.
Ouch.
Not really. I think I joined episode 7.
I started listening the day the last episode with Fumo came out. That kind of stunk really bad.
But now it's back.
So
it's back.
You were listening by episode 150?
Like I
somewhere in there. It's like 157, I think, was the last.
I, like, subscribed the last episode. Like, the day. And I was just like, really? Like, I listened to the ones before, and then I got to those, and I was just like, wait, this podcast is ending? And then...
No!
Just like, really?
And then he heard us, and he was like, oh, it's okay that they're gone.
Wow, that's a terrible thing to say.
Fumo Jimmy B, we still love you.
Yeah, I know. Fumo Jimmy.
You know, Jimmy B's doing construction and financial services and back massage, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
He's living the dream.
We're going to have to make him listen to this.
It all started here, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway. Actually, it all started with spell check. Spleet cheeks.
I meant JPP.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Oh. Spell check started like the second episode.
Yeah, the very second one.
And Fumo was, he did the first one originally, if you guys ever heard it.
Fumo actually started the whole thing.
There was no Cam Crump,
I have heard the first Tech, episode.
No dumb G Lewis.
Aw. Chevelle.
It was just Fumo in a dream.
Old Chevelle. And Dr. Tom.
Shovel. Oh, yeah, Dr. Tom was my dream. Queso Man, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, Queso Man. Thunder. Who else?
And Evo, who else?
Evo.
Reaping Raven and his brother. Reaping Raven and his brother used to play in the same room together, alright? On Halo 2. And this one time, Reaping Raven made a joke about me. And I said to his brother, I was like, hey, slap Raven for me. The next thing you hear is you hear Raven go, ah! Why did you hit me? And then you hear him like whispering, he goes, because Gilo was told me to.
He's like, it's like, oh, that's it.
Hey,
oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot better.
That's funny. It's like you just hear, ow! What the heck, dude? Nice. But yeah, all the old timers. We need to have like just a reunion. PodTech reunion.
Episode 200.
I don't think we spell check back on.
Look it all up.
I don't think Cody is gonna want. I don't remember. He's on my Facebook.
He might.
He's on my fan on Facebook. He's done one other podcast since then.
Trying to work it out to where we get the
We could
third, do third like anniversary and episode 200 fall on the same day. Trying to get to where that is like that. And then we'll have an all out Skype fest, and possibly if I can get it working, recording live.
Oh,
broadcasting live.
We should do giveaways and stuff.
You should do it from the top of a tree.
No, it's actually going to be on top of the Playboy Mansion.
Oh. That's where we're gonna go. It's going to be on top of Bungie Studios.
Yo, even better. Bungie's actually going to fly
in a warthog.
In the warthog.
Yeah, we're going to be inside the vulture from Halo Wars. We're going to be inside that thing. And we're going to be recording. You know, just be chilling out. Bungie Studios is going to be there. Ensemble's going to be there. Xbox, Major Nelson's going to be
Ensemble's
there.
Ensemble's dead, isn't it?
And, well,
yeah. The whole Ensemble.
They'll be there. Actually, it was just announced we're flying Canary out too. Just announced. He's coming. Yeah.
And Uzumaki, the official Podtacular Pokemon.
And PK and Jevridge. All the other old fogies.
Captain Planet will just fly us all out there because he has superpowers.
And you can't forget Hype.
Oh, yeah. Even though he doesn't have a response card.
Yeah, he does.
Come on, KG. I know you're injured, buddy, but you gotta get that count back. Come on. Come on, KG. I know the knee's hurt. We need you for the team, buddy.
Anyway, so thanks for the few people who wrote in, making this an ever so epic podcast.
It was good.
It was good for as few submissions as we got. It was very good.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. I'm back. So, I'll probably say this again in 3 weeks, but you're welcome. Every episode I do, you always hear me say, "Oh, and I'm back," because something always happens.
Yeah, something always happens.
Have you ever been on two episodes in a row?
Actually, he has.
Yeah, I have.
Three? I don't know. I don't know about three.
I was on five in a row at a time, man. I was doing good.
Were you?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. When it like first started, and he's like, "Oh, my laptop broke."
Hey, well, that wasn't my fault, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, bro, you jabroni.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, bro.
You jabroni. Okay. Jabroni.
You probably dropped your laptop.
What you gonna do when G. Lewis runs wild on you?
I said, bring it on!
That's what the Hulkster used to say.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap up a oh-so-excellent podcast. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular.com. We depend on the submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show using the big green button.
Big.
And note to some people, you actually use the green button. You don't reply to the submission thread. You use the green button or else we don't get them.
Yep, that doesn't work.
Follow us on Twitter. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That is 206-888-HALO. Leave a Halo-related message. Halo Wars, Halo 1, 2, 3, Podtacular, MLG, leave it. We play these calls back regularly, like we did today, on the Tales and Collins and Tales from Foxhole show. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
All right. Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways you can make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of these things you can get involved in with the community are the Halo 3 Recreational and Pro Clans, the PC Rec Clan, and community-led events, and much more.
A.K.A. Pink Fury.
Yeah, definitely. You say that every single time.
Just from the follow us on Twitter.
thanks to all the people who contribute to Podtacular, whether it is working on the community or site. Actually, that's the old thing. It's different now. Working on the community, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill. Wink, wink.
Do we even have one?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow.
If you're interested, just send your donations to podtacular@gmail.com. It'll go straight to me, and I'll forward it straight on to our hosting.
Or also, you could send it to glewis@gmail.com, and it'd actually go to the same place.
Yeah, right.
Tell anybody about it.
It'll inadvertently go to the same place. Following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you all.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, including the Gamer Tag Radio, the Union of Hip Hop and Gaming, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's show, The Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and the newest member of our network, Destructoid. And don't forget to follow us.
I have a comment. Isn't like Achievement Junkie like not on anymore?
Is
because
I don't know. I'll
I just
have
went to
look
the website. I do believe myself.
Because like I like listened to them a long time ago, and then the episodes weren't coming.
Yeah, it's still on there. Yep,
it is.
Yeah, it's still
okay.
Know your role, son.
Hey, you know, I was just saying, I haven't noticed anything from them.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there.
When was the last episode out?
Under the umbrella of talking about games.
No, I'm talking. No, I'm talking.
No, let's see.
iTunes.
I don't know. I haven't listened to them that much.
What'd you ask? I couldn't hear you said.
When their last episode was.
When the last episode was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was way long time ago, before October. August? Yeah, August. Long time ago. That was when they got rid of that. Microsoft was in charge of them. They got rid of them too. But I mean, they're still on
I thought they're, yeah, I thought they still.
They're still on the GamerCast network though. They're still there.
True, true. Sorry, I was just
I thought the Microsoft one was Achievement Hunt. No, that's Red versus Blue. Never mind. I was thinking Achievement Hunter. I'm like, wait, what?
That's good.
Yeah, that's RVP guys. Rooster Teeth guys.
Actually, there's other ones on here. One called Podtroid. Wow.
Podtroid?
Yeah, there's different ones on here.
Nah, yeah. Gotta update the list.
Yeah. Most of these are current.
EGR is part of the GamerCast network now, even though we're still the fourth one on the list, baby!
Woo!
Yeah.
Touche.
What?
Touche.
The newest post-game report is called The Parenting Show, so all you parents out there, don't forget
this. Nice. Okay, so next week we're doing a Halo Wars campaign again. We're doing levels 4 and 5, Arcadia City, and Arcadia Outskirts. So make sure you get in your tips and your tales from the foxhole for Halo Wars and submit them in, and we'll play them on the show.
Wait, the newest Call of Duty is Call of Duty Vietnam? Oh, come on. Are you joking? For real?
No, you're lying.
I'm just... The weird thing about those is trying to figure out how they come up with so many different games based on the same wars. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, at least Halo is future-based, and you can kind of relate to that, but... Like
Call of Duty,
you have Call of Duty, you have Battlefield, and it's like
bows and arrows, like Call of Duty 300. You're the Spartans or something.
That would be
Caveman. I'm just kidding.
That'd be pretty cool.
Age of Empires. What? Yeah.
Wait, you guys want to talk about anything else before we wrap it up? You want to get rid of this?
Put
the puppy down?
I kind of want to give a shout-out to my sister, because she wanted one.
Okay.
Yep.
We haven't done shout-outs in a long time, actually.
Yeah. Your sister? I don't know any girls that listen anymore.
Well, she doesn't. She's going to listen to this one, she said. So.
Oh, okay. Well, shout-out to his sister.
Yeah. And,
She...
What? No.
What?
She plays Nazi Zombies with me and stuff like that. It's fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
You guys are both
listen to
breaking up. Sorry. We can't hear you guys. Really.
We like, it's pretty funny because we play that and we like, I hook up my iPod and we play Thriller. It's perfect. It's the best music for Nazi Zombies.
I don't have that game, so I've never played Nazi Zombies.
Oh, man. Well, it's good.
No, but I am hoping to expand my game library this summer. After I get some moolah.
Yep.
And Call of Duty is on the list. Rock Band is on there, too. Well, thanks, G. Lewis, for the great return.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
And Giphy Boy for being able to make it.
Don't forget, everybody, next, we're going to start doing, we're going to do a contest to be my intern. We're probably going to do, like, a special segment on the show about I'm going to come up with a weird scenario, and you're going to have to come up with it, and you have to make it.
I can see this actually happening.
You should.
I can see this happening. I can see this happening.
You need to be the intern on the show. You will be spoken to, and it's just gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. You're gonna join us on the show. You get this is your chance to be a host, but you will be an intern. So you will go through all the hard stuff I go through every week to do this show.
Which is nothing compared to what I do.
And we will show you the ropes, and maybe one day you can be the new host.
Or you can be G. Lewis's replacement when he's not here.
You can put this on your resume.
Which would be like every single episode.
Like every other episode.
Every other episode, you could be the co-host.
Live from not Atlanta, it's not G. Lewis.
It's his intern because he didn't show up. Again. Hi, everybody. It's G. Lewis's intern tonight on the G. Lewis Show. Tonight we'll be talking about why he's not here again. And the latest with Governor Sonny Perdue's new tax cut coming to you after the description break. Please stay tuned.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I guess we'll go ahead and close this up. Tongue twister right there. It's like I can't speak for 5 seconds. Oh well.
I gotta keep on fragging things for my end.
Do you?
Oh boy.
Do you?
Can I do it now?
This better be appropriate. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, go for it.
Lewis, keep on fragging ladies from India on you call Dell support and think they know what they're talking about, but you have to call them 7 times, and each time they have no idea what the hell you're talking about, and they act like they do, and you have 3 technicians that come out to fix your computer, and none of them fix it, and then you just tell them, send me the parts, and I'll fix it myself, and then they do it, and it's fixed.
I know.
Oh, frag.
Hello, welcome to Dell support. How may I help you?
Yes. Frag, Tiffany, a.k.a.
Oh, wow, he's throwing out a name.
Well, it's not personal. Their real names. Tiffany, Sarah, and Rachel, because I know that's not your real names, and I'm never going to know your real names.
Wow, he's laying the smackdown on that one.
Wow, he just hates Indian people, doesn't he?
Hey, Duray!
I just don't like it that they have these huge call centers, and they work for like 7 companies, and they don't know anything about what they're talking about.
True. This is true. Like you,
and then how they read scripts.
Yeah, they just got off the phone with somebody from Walmart, and now they're talking about a Dell computer. Two totally different things, all right? Selling discount prescription drugs and selling, you know, hardware computers that I spent $2,300 on is 2 different things. $4 prescription, $2,300 on computer.
Big difference.
End rant.
Yeah,
continue rant.
We should bring customer service back to the States. People need jobs, and Dell lost. They sent me 4 new hard drives, and I'm assuming those things aren't cheap. There's no way they made money off that deal.
Well, I don't know. HP is giving me 3 new video cards and 2 new motherboards.
Yeah. Oh. See, so. And if it wasn't for those dumb people on the phone that have no idea what they're talking about, bring customer service back to the States. Do it where it's supposed to be. Do it with people who need jobs and care. Stop sending this crap overseas to people who don't care.
They need like a smart tech line, because there's like those people who aren't stupid and know to read over everything.
You could probably ask for someone that speaks better English. But
you can I have American, please?
Just say it right out, don't you?
Someone from the States.
Let's ask him. Are you Indian? Yeah. Okay. Can I American?
Can I speak to someone from my native country?
Talk to him. You should talk to him in the accent they use. You. They won't understand you.
Oh, hello. Yes, I have a laptop and I need a replacement.
My name is Rachel, and I will be here to assist you today. How may I assist you with your Dell M1330 call?
Yes. I have a problem with my keyboard. It doesn't seem to be working.
I have a problem with my sound speakers. I'm trying to listen to Podtacular, and it is not working correctly. And I was just calling to make sure if you could fix it for me. They're like, what? What are you talking about? You do not speak in the same dialogue that I can understand you.
I'm speaking in your dialogue so I can better get results. What do you think? It's logic. It's logical.
User error.
Error.
I hate it. That's not come down. They made me run the stupid diagnostic
tool. Oh yeah, that crap.
It took like 4 hours, and each time they made me run this thing, and I was like, this isn't it. I already ran it. I'm not gonna find anything. I'll bet you $100. I'll bet you a paycheck, which would probably be like $25.
It's like I've done this, and this. There's nothing left to do.
Well, you need to run this, and that in order for me to help you.
It's like, no, I don't.
How about I need to speak to your supervisor so I can get you fired?
Or get someone that can actually speak to and understand.
That's my fragging. I'm tired of it. You couldn't say it's any person's fault because, you know, it's their job. Their job is to know. Their job is to answer the phone.
It's bad enough when they have to read a script every time to...
That's their job. They're supposed to read that script. Their job is to... You know, it's just cheap.
You get an A+ for reading. Yeah. You get a C for customer service.
I bet they get a lot of crap all day from people, though. Probably stinks.
We should bring it back to the States. Do it right.
If they actually had people who knew what they were talking about, that's...
Talking about this.
Bring it back to the States, because those people care about you.
Okay.
In the economic depression, so much about losing jobs, we can create jobs by bringing it back to the States.
Yeah, just fire all those
people. Who would want to do that, though?
I do it just as volunteer service.
Yeah, right. You get yelled at by a bunch of people.
I know. I was at the NASCAR race this weekend. There was a whole bunch of redheads that had no money. Just chilling. I'm half of them can speak better and understand computers more than them. I'm pretty sure.
There just happens to be so many people who don't know what they're doing that they have to have those tech lines. It's like the tech lines have been so much downgraded because people don't know what to do.
I know what to do. Hire me, Dale.
I know what to do.
I will hook you up, Dale. If you hire me, your customer service rating will go up through the roof. Just give me a Dustin or McCall. We'll record the show while we're talking to him, too. We'll do the same thing. I can probably talk to him and record the show and fix their computer while I'm recording.
As long as it's not interesting
and make them laugh. And we'll all be happy. Especially Dell.
Happy, joy.
You want to be on a podcast?
And I'll do a podcast about fixing your computer. So.
Well, now since we're running about an hour and a half, I'm going to go ahead and cut us loose here. And I'm going to say
the
long rant.
Yeah, seriously.
What
do you have to say?
Until next time, I am Dustor.
I am Giffy492.
AKA Funkinary.
Oh yeah, for that. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's the official flying type.
No. Okay. You know what? That works. It does work.
Wow, we're gonna have like a bunch of Pokemon comparisons now.
There's only one thing left to say.
I don't know what the hell happened to my computer, but it just didn't want to turn on one day. And then I got...
It's like, I'm tired of doing all your dirty work.
Yeah, I was tired of looking at Pornhub. Couldn't do it no more. And I'm just kidding. You know what? I haven't gone to download.com in a long time, and I just found emulators, and I've been playing Pokemon Red all day.
I just bought Pokemon Red off.
I'm actually looking for... the official Podtacular Pokemon who again?
Uzumaki.
Yeah, I was looking for a Uzumaki and I didn't be able to find him yet. Can't wait to come across a you have found a wild Uzumaki. Let me type in JVB.
JVB.
There's a website called JVB Financial.
Are you serious?
JVB.
JVB Digital.
JVB Joe Penn.
On Twitter. That's actually JVB.
Yeah, I know.
Juanita Valley Bank?
Juanita...
Yeah.
In Mifflin Town, Pennsylvania. Journal of Vocational Behavior. JVB Construction Management.
But...
Construction Plans.
Juanita Valley Bank.
JVB Associates. Multidisciplinary design firm.
Inside the mind of JVB, SFX 360 blog. JVB Physical Therapy Services Incorporated.
What the hell does JVB stand for?
Oh no.
It stands for his initials.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
JVB Management Limited.
Professional. Reliable. No worries. The JVB Construction Management Corporation. I'm putting it on his Facebook. You're not old enough?
No, I'm not friends with him on Facebook.
Oh.
JVB Electronics Incorporated, Multilayer Technology, Irving, Texas.
So this is what you guys do before all your episodes?
Yep.
Yeah, we do nothing.
Second result for G. Lewis. The devil doesn't want you here.
What?
Oh, that's my third one.
Did you search G-Lo?
Yeah, one word.
G-Lo is on Twitter. G-Lo is Patriots, the devil doesn't want you here. If you type in, like, G. Lewis Halo, I think it comes up with like a whole bunch of MLG stuff. Or it used to.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not.
Giphy Boy at fanfiction.net.
Oh boy, don't read that. Dude, if you go to GamerCastNetwork.com right now, there's like a 5-page thing of word about Pokemon.
I said that earlier. Do you not remember me saying that?
You did, huh? This thing is huge. What the hell
yeah,
is that big ass
long.
Bridge?
Which bridge?
It's like a big thing about like a town or something. And one of them just a huge bridge.
Isn't that the bridge on the east side?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh east wait, side? That bridge. No, that's the bike, the biking route.
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm just talking about that. I got you. Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. That's a huge bridge. What the? That's unnated.
What?
I thought that was land in the first one.
It's supposed to be a bridge.
Friggin' huge bridge, jeez. I just spent 2 days in a landfill.
Why'd you spend 2 days in a landfill?
It was a NASCAR race, and it was fun.
Okay.
I drank a lot. More than I'm proud of.
That was me.
Well, you know that little thing that goes over your mic? It's not on here. That little,
Go get one.
Foam thing?
I'm not getting you can grab it off your Xbox, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab my Xbox mic. Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
Do it, do
people
it.
Come over and they drink too much and they get drunk and they're like, oh, cool, he's got stuff in his room, let's play with it. Let's play with my stuff, and then my stuff's all messed up. Greg, I hope you don't mind when I play with your stuff. So that's what she said. Yeah.
Aww,
I knew you were gonna say that.
This week on the GamerCast Network. The crew interviews a developer of Archon Classic. Find out more in episode number 142 of the video game show. Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community in Sarcastic Gamer Radio. 8, 9, 10, TKO with Punch-Out for the Wii coming out next week. This week's Retro Force Go is all about the Punch-Out series. Who is the best fighter? Which game is the best? Why is Little Mac's pink jumpsuit so awesome? Listening to this show is guaranteed to be better than getting punched in the face. Check out the post-game report to get all your facts. Post-game. Listen to the ladies of Sarcastic Gamer Pink cover all things gaming from a more feminine perspective. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.